Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 99, and it's a Monday, June 18th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to our show, and this is a podcast where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre stories. So, before we go on, we do some weekend updates. Ray, what have you been up to? We met up this weekend, last weekend.
Well, we met up, and you did not like my choice of movies.
Oh, yeah. We watched The Ornithologist on Netflix. Oh, my God. I mean, it was really... It's kind of fucked up. What do you think?
I watch any type of gay movie, even if it's bad, just to support my peeps.
Really? Was it really a gay movie?
Yeah. It had two hot men having sex.
Well, they didn't have sex.
And you saw penis and butt.
So yeah, so that's gay. I guess it is gay.
And there was bondage and almost castration.
Yeah, and the guy had a hard on in his tidy whities.
And there were two crazy Asian chicks, which is about normal.
Really, I think there are even lesbian lovers. Don't you think? They were Christian girls. I forgot. Yeah, they were Christian, and then you did send me that article about Saint Anthony, something like that. It's pretty interesting. So what I've been busy also with was doing my DIY irrigation system because I have to, I need to make sure that my plants are watered well. So that's what I've been busy with, Ray.
Maynard? While you're on vacation, what happens if your water breaks?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't know. You're just doing all this water stuff, but what if the water breaks?
What if the water breaks? Then you have to go to the hospital, right? No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Then the plants will not get watered. Oh, this is really just, pails with drippers and things like that. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Nothing electronic this time. Nothing.
Okay.
It's all DIY buckets and stuff like that. So far I'm good with a few of them, but there's this big, ooze tube that I got from online, and then it supplies about 5 gallons. No, wait. 40 gallons? 40 gallons of water, something like that. There's a lot of water I can put in it.
So what I'm trying to ask is, do you need me to go to your house next week and water the lawn?
Maybe the lawn. Why do you? Do you want you? You can visit the house. Yeah, we can do that. We can arrange something. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what is going on? And you just had dinner tonight, right? Okay.
Wait, did you give me a new key to the new door?
I think I did.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right, okay, let's go to the stories. Let's go to the first one. It's Ukrainian. It's in the Ukraine. Want to take this one, Ray?
Yep. For our gay this week, thousands hold gay pride march in Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Several thousand gay pride supporters have held a march in Ukraine's capital that lasted about 20 minutes despite opponents' attempt to block them. About 5,000 were on hand for the march, whose size was estimated at 2,000 by Ukraine's Interior Ministry and up to 6,000 by organizers. The Interfax news agency said opponents tried to block the march 7 times but were moved aside by police. Kiev held its first major pride march in 2016 after a pro-Western government that came near to power sanctioned such events. Some previous gay pride rallies in Ukraine have ended in violence. In 2015, a gay pride march was called off when right-wing activists pelted participants with smoke grenades. So, no. Yay, go Ukraine.
Gay Ukraine. Gay Ukraine. Yes, it's a gay pride in March. Even it's 20 minutes. I mean, that's a big step for a Ukrainian, for Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad they did. And see what happens. Nothing bad happened except for the protesters or whatever. Yeah. They're the ones who are trying
to instigate. But the whole thing was this. That they had a decent government that come in and backed them and allowed this. They weren't oppressed.
Yeah, and now they're gonna decorate the city. I don't know. This is just something that this is really positive. You know, it's kind of it used to be part of USSR many years ago. They became a country themselves. They became independent around 1991, I think. So, yeah, they're good for them that they don't. I mean, they're slowly growing up, if I should say. All right, let's go to the geek. Let's go to the geek, Ray. This is important because this affects your iPhone, Ray, and we'll talk about it after this article. So Foxconn establishes its North American headquarters in Milwaukee, of all places, Milwaukee. Foxconn is extending its fledgling American footprint beyond its planned display factory in Wisconsin. The tech manufacturing behemoth is establishing its North American headquarters in Milwaukee, 30 miles of the north of the upcoming factory. It's buying a 7-story building from Northwestern Mutual and expects 500 people to work at the facility, which will include an innovation hub to help startups create apps using its display tech. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the intended 13,000 jobs at the screen facility. But it's symbolic of the company's U.S. presence. It's not just dabbling this time. So the plans come hot on the heels of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee launching a co-op program where engineering students will travel to Taiwan. See, there's even a exchange program, mm-hmm. student exchange program to Taiwan to study at Chuang Yuan Christian University and work at a Foxconn facility before finishing their degrees. The program starts this fall with 5 students who'll work at Foxconn in Wisconsin before heading to Taiwan in February. Foxconn has also opened the possibility of programs in other Midwestern universities. It's no secret as to why Foxconn, who's Wisconsin for all these initiatives, chose Wisconsin for all these initiatives. The state offered a total of $3 billion in tax breaks. That's why. Over the next 15 years. So it's not exactly a selfless gesture. It's really cheap. I guess it's, you know, the tax breaks give them brings business to the U.S.
Consider the number of people they'll employ in the states and revenue that'll generate.
Oh, yeah.
It evens out.
Yeah, that's right. So it's going to be big. It's going to be good for the U.S. Well, you know, for the people who's going to be working here at the Wisconsin facility. So there you go. We're going to have. So what does that mean? Ray, it's possible that our iPhones will ship from Milwaukee if you buy, because they now have, you know, they have a facility there. This it's a factory, so might as well ship local instead of waiting for a week or 7 to 10 days for your iPhone or your iPad to arrive from Shanghai or from, you know, anywhere from China. We just wait a day or two coming from Milwaukee. That would be a big boost in the iPhone economy, whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited about that because I am an iPhone user. I'm also an Android user. But, of course, if you want your
But do they only make phone screens? Is that all Foxconn does?
No, they assemble. I think they assemble the phones. So that's what's big about the Foxconn facility in China. They bring it here in Milwaukee. It's awesome. So, like I said, shipping will be cheaper or even faster. It's going to be coming from a U.S. state. Let's go to the Bizarre Ray. There are 2 of them.
Okay. Florida man exposes himself at Target for $20 and is promptly arrested. But all I got to say is $20 is $20, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In recent Florida news, as if it could happen anywhere else, a young man was charged with indecent exposure after taking a bet at a local Target store. Richard Kuhn, 21, was offered $20 by a friend if he walked around the store flashing shoppers. He was quickly arrested and released on a $3,000 bond, so only $2,980 of it when you factor in the $20 he made. 3 women reported Kuhn's behavior to Ocala police. The first said she was shopping in the home decor section when she noticed a person hovering behind her. When she turned and looked, she was met with a view of Kuhn's privates. Woman number 2 was in the Cole Foods aisle I wonder if it was shriveled up. And the code fools all watched when she turned to find Cunt in some manner of undress. The third was in the woman's clothing section when Cunt, and that's just creepy, when Cunt approached her and exposed himself. Upon questioning Cunn, police learned of the $20 bet and he admitted to the acts. The officer retained a warrant and arrested Cunn on the misdemeanor charge. So,
yeah, $20 just to be arrested. So he'll be known in history as the guy who flashed people in a Walmart.
So apparently these women weren't impressed because they called the law on him.
Sorry, it's a Target. It's a Target store.
Target, yeah. So yeah. Apparently the people at Target were not impressed with his privates and they called the popo on
Maybe
him.
Not. Okay, so let me ask you, Ray. What have you done something stupid for a bet? Ever?
No, I'm not a gambler.
No, it's more of a dare. It's not really gambling. If you well,
not since I was in elementary school.
Yeah, I mean elementary school. Do you remember a time when you actually had a bet?
Not really, because I was a shy kid and ostracized because I was the fat kid. So
you were a fat kid, really?
Yep. Yep.
That's why you went to drama school. So yeah, it's I don't even remember if I ever made a bet with anyone. I did have a bet once. Oh, I know. I had a bet once on a computer program. That's just probably 15 years ago.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd.
I'm such a nerd. We were talking about value types and the structures and everything.
I thought you were going to take like a bet that you could be double penetrated with no lube. I thought that was, you know, you're going to be more realistic.
No, I didn't do anything like that. It's more like proving someone wrong, and he turned out to be wrong, and he had to pay me $20. I think he reneged, though. I think he reneged because he thought he's right. So, anyway. So that was interesting. Anyway, okay, so let's go to the last... last story. This is one really quick show, Ray. And we'll talk a little bit more after the show. Porta potties take flight. I saw the video. Oh my God. It was spraying, Ray. It was spraying all over. It was disgusting. So this was in Colorado. It's really short. Here's something you don't see every day. Porta potties flying through the air. Fierce winds in Commerce City, Colorado were so strong, they picked up two portable toilets and threw them into the air. One of them soared several stories high, and luckily nobody was hurt. Yes, nobody was hurt, but if it sprayed on anyone, you could get sick. Oh
please. I work at office that the shit hits the fan all the time, and I get sprayed, so nothing ever happens to me. I'm perfectly fine.
That's a proverbial shit hits the fan. This is true shit hitting you. It was really disgusting.
Well, apparently there wasn't enough shit in them to hold them down.
Yeah,
so I think that was the problem.
Yeah, that is true. That's right. So, I guess that's the show. We just want to say that this is the 99th show, and actually, we're going to take a
99 podcast on the iPod show. 99 podcasts on the iPod show. Take one down, pass it around. Oh, sorry, never mind.
Yep. So we're going to take a break for 2 weeks. I'm going to be on vacation. I'm just saying. So, unless you want to continue the show, Ray, you can.
I don't have access to anything, so I cannot continue the show.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to take a break anyway because, you know, you're going to be...
I could not do the 100th show without you.
Exactly. That's right. We have to do the 100th show. And hopefully
well,
we
I could, but
guest.
You'd never forgive me, so, you know.
I never forget you.
You'd never forgive me.
I'll forgive you? Oh, that's right. If it's a 100th show. Yeah, okay, so it will be a milestone, and probably we'll record it when we get back and everything. So I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, so July is going to be a lot of breaks because there's something else coming up at the end of July, and I'm going to be taking some time off. So
I'm taking a time off, and Ray's going to take a time off, so we're all going to be taking times, and it's all good. It's all good. Everything's good. We're just having vacations and everything, so we'll be very busy, and it'll be for the good. Yeah. Okay, Ray, so I guess that's the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and before we sign off, I'd like to thank Bill. We received an email from him last week and got to email him back. You know, he had a comment about the article that we had, so it was really good to hear from Bill. He's from San Francisco. Okay, so yeah, go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Oh, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show in a couple of weeks. Bye.